BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Emma, I'm 23 and I'm from Hayward Heath. You might not know this, but I once had to sober up two cats. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Scott Mills!
Emma, thank you for introducing the show.
That's all right. I'm such a fan. I love the show so much.
Oh, thank you.
And it's really hard to explain Go On Pigs to someone that's never heard of it.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. I got such a funny look, but...
It is kind of... You have to be in the moment. You have to be kind of a member of the club. And some people just don't get it, do they?
No, because when you start saying, because it's from the Archers, you just lose them completely.
Yeah, it's long to explain. How's it going today? You enjoying the sun?
Yeah, loving it. It's lovely outside.
What are you doing with your day?
I worked this morning, so now I'm just at home, just chilling.
Lush.
Yeah.
You've got a son in the garden.
Yeah, just loving it, loving life.
Okay, so you have been in charge of some cats, some drunk cats.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the whole story, please?
Well, I was house-sitting for my neighbour, and my mum sent me round there to feed them, and I went in, and there was a smashed bottle of wine on the floor, but there was no wine anywhere. And when I found the cats in the bed, I'd realised that they'd licked up all the wine and they were drunk.
I've never seen a drunk cat.
No, well, I thought they were just really sleepy, but when they couldn't really walk straight, I got a bit concerned, so I had to start force-feeding them food to kind of soak up the booze.
Were they slurring their meowing, like, wow?
Yeah, kind of cross-eyed as well.
So it's the same as I get, but only they're a cat.
Yeah.
So were the people that owned the cats, were they coming back soon?
Yeah, they'd gone on holiday and I didn't really know what to do. And I spoke to my mum and I was just a bit like, I think the cats are drunk and I don't know what to do. So we just kind of left them and I don't think we told them about it.
Did they come back, what, the next day or something?
Yeah.
Because they must have had a terrible hangover.
Yeah, but I think they were fine. Nothing bad happened to them. They must have just woken up and not really known what had gone on.
I tell you what, looking after other people's pets is the most stressful thing.
It's such a big responsibility, and everything goes wrong when you're looking after someone else's pet.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like, I had to look after a dog recently, a white dog, really nice one.
Yeah.
Spilt red wine on it. I had to put wine away on its fur.
And that would never happen if he was just with his owner.
Exactly. Any wine would never be spilt if I wasn't looking after them. It's like when you're at school and someone asks you to look after the hamster in the holidays.
And it always dies.
Yes.
And I never used to want to look after the class pet because I always knew that I would take it home and I would accidentally kill it somehow.
Yes. And it's not your fault. That's just, it happens.
Yeah, but then everyone will blame you and think that you were the one that murdered the school mascot or something.
Exactly. I had to look after another dog once, and I tried to get it on a bus, and his legs collapsed. It all went horribly wrong.
Oh, God, awful.
He couldn't make it. He was quite an old dog, and I kind of underestimated how old he was, and he couldn't make it up to the bus, so I kind of then had to kind of carry him on. It was a big dog. It was just awful. It was the most stressful thing.
That's really sad.
Have you looked after many pets since?
No, I've tried to steer away from it as much as I can.
Wise.
Yeah, I don't think I'm very good at it.
You get them drunk.
Yeah, I do.
Glass of wine. Thanks for introducing the show today.
No worries.
Enjoy the sun. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
A lot of people are concerned that when I said just then I had to carry the big dog onto the bus because his legs were giving way because he was so old, they thought I meant the big dog, as in Westwood. Not that one. It's an actual big dog, not the one off of Rap. Hi, Nicola.
Hi, Scott.
How's it going today?
It's good. How are you?
I'm good. Are you sunny where you are?
Yeah, very sunny. It's so nice.
And where's that?
It's in Elgin.
What have you done with your day?
I have been out for lunch and got my hair cut and then going home and going to sit out in the sun.
Okay. So you're revising today, are you?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be, but it hasn't really gone to plan.
It's not really happened yet, has it?
No. No,
well,
not really.
Do it in the sun, it's good.
I know.
How can I help you today?
I really wanted to know about the fish in the dishwasher that you talked about yesterday. I've been dying to know all day.
Okay, the dishwasher fish. God, you really haven't had nothing to do if you're worried about that all day.
No, but it was just really interesting because I told my mum today and she didn't believe me.
Have you tried it?
No, I really want to try it.
Yeah, this is what we were saying yesterday about you can apparently cook fish that tastes amazing in a dishwasher. Just put it on the... because it steams it, you know?
Yeah.
I've got a confession to make.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't do it.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because today is my birthday.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And in case it went wrong, I did not want to be ill on my birthday.
Yeah, that's true. Well, happy birthday!
Thank you! Tonight might be the night that... oh, no, I don't want to do it tonight, because we've got something special happening tomorrow, which I'm not allowed to talk about yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, maybe I'll try it.
Yeah, but well, yeah, try it. I'm definitely going to do it before the weekend. It's just that I didn't want to be ill today because it's my birthday, and then tomorrow there's this thing which I'm dying to tell you about, and I cannot be off work for that.
Okay, I'll wait.
Actually, can I tell you, but I can't tell anyone else at the moment.
Yeah?
But you must promise to keep it a secret. I'll tell you off-air now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, wait there.
Okay.
Can I tell her on air? Okay, don't tell anyone else, right?
Okay, I promise.
This is absolutely between you and me.
Okay.
There's a guest coming in tomorrow and I can't miss it.
Can you tell me what guest it is?
Guess who it is. Big pop star.
Oh, I don't know. Tell me. Oh, please tell me.
Rihanna.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I can understand why I didn't do the first.
Don't say a word, because I was supposed to be the one that doesn't speak, told me to keep it quiet.
Okay.
And that's like quite big news.
Yeah. Oh, no, I won't tell anyone.
All right, so shh, right? Not even your friends?
No, I'll keep it secret.
Don't put it on Facebook, do not even put it on Twitter, because I'll know it's you, I'll know where it came from.
Okay.
All right.
Keep it secret. Yeah.
Okay, right. Seriously, because I'll know.
Okay,
I've
no,
only,
I
only told
home.
You, remember?
Okay.
Right, so Rihanna tomorrow, yeah. Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. I saw Rihanna's new film last night. Everyone's calling it Rihanna's new film. I mean, she's in it quite a lot. It's called Battleships. But it's not really her film. I mean, she is featured in it. Looking very hot. In an army uniform. I'm not allowed to say anything more than that. Apart from it's called Battleships and it's the loudest film ever. Literally, it's for 2 hours. I'm probably not allowed to say that there are aliens in it because it was one of those high security screenings last night where I had to sign my life away and tell people that I would never talk about the film until they say it's okay to say so. And also, I had to put my phone in a plastic bag so that I can't tweet about it or video it or record any sound from it. And they give you a little raffle ticket and go, there we are, don't lose that, otherwise you won't get your phone back. So I've got like a little pink ticket with 45 on it and eventually I have to queue up at the end and then I get my phone back. That's how much they do not want any detail of this film to give out. I've probably given too much away already. I can probably talk to Rihanna about it tomorrow. Or do you think I'm breaking the embargo then? That would be weird. What do they do to me? Anyway... hello, the film company, if you're listening. If it's all right with you, I will talk to Rihanna about her new film that she's in, Battleships, tomorrow. I got there really late at the screening last night because it started at 7 and obviously my show finished at 7. So I rush in at about 20 past. The cinema is absolutely full. It's only a little tiny screening room that they have for these things. So it's quite awkward when you walk in and that thing of like, sorry, getting to the seat, there's one seat left. Sorry, everyone has to get up. Not happy. When I finally sat down, I realised I was this close to the screen, you know, when your nose is nearly touching it. So I can only concentrate, because the screen is so close, you can only concentrate on one thing at a time. And mostly that was Rihanna. So I couldn't really tell you what else was going on in the film. Because I was only concentrating on her face, which was like 5 times bigger than my face. I was so close to it. I could almost touch her.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mandy off of Oxford says, where's Becky and Chris today? A bit harsh for them to abandon you on your birthday. I know. Well, Chris isn't here today, and Becky is on some kind of team bonding course where they like have to hug trees together and tell each other they love them. But she'll be back tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, this is Scott on BBC Radio 1. It's Wednesday home time. It's 5:10. Hello, B-O-B.
What's up, Scott? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good, man. Feels good to be over here.
Those glasses are so good.
Man, thank you, man. I have a song called that as well.
What, those glasses are so good? I know your song's called So Good. That'd be quite good if you're selling something
that's
about
what
something
the,
like.
That's what the remix is. Those glasses are so good.
So many pop stars wear their glasses inside that I think it's about time somebody made one.
Yes, I'm just incredibly sensitive to light.
Yeah, me too. In fact, we've got these new disco lights in the studio, which are really hurting my eyes. So do you mind if I put mine on as well?
I don't mind at all, man.
Okay. I got these in Turkey last year.
No, above cool. Oh, what are those?
Well, they say they're Louis Vuitton, but they were from Turkey, so who knows? But you like them?
They're pretty cool.
A bit
cool,
too,
man.
High for my face.
I need to get a pair of myself.
Yeah, do
add
it.
Add to my collection.
Yeah, there's a man with a suitcase in Turkey. Now, last time you were here, it was very funny because one of the people who came in with you was sat in the live lounge just out there and fell asleep and laid out on the red sofa, snoring away. He was chilled out.
we all know who that is.
Really? Is he still working for you?
That was my manager.
Oh, really?
I mean, I was at jet lag.
I feel bad taking a picture on my camera phone, but I did.
Hey, man, we do it all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, we do.
Does he fall asleep a lot?
Yeah. Does like, it's almost like he has narcolepsy. He's like,
right, yeah. And does it worry that he's your manager?
Well, you know, man, we work so hard, man. It's always, you know, we try to get sleep when we can.
And his is when you're being interviewed.
All right, we got him to the station. Let's take a nap.
Yeah, he won't say anything bad. It'll be fine. Now, one of our DJs, Hugh Stevens, who was on before me today, is such a big fan. He described you on air, has done several times, as the greatest rapper of all time.
Oh man, I don't like being gassed. You don't have to gas me, but you know, I'm flattered by such proclamations.
He saw you at South by Southwest, the festival in Texas last year.
Oh yeah, have you been there?
I've never been there, but Hugh says it's brilliant.
I mean, I think you love it.
A lot of our DJs say it's really good, and I've never managed to get there.
It's nothing like it, really. You know what I mean? Because, you know, most festivals are like, they're like in open fields, and it's like, you know, it's just like stages everywhere. But South by Southwest is like the actual city is taking over, like all the clubs, the bars, the venues, and it just becomes one big...
In Austin, Texas, and there's so much music going on, both established artists and new artists.
Yes.
But Hugh was telling me it's kind of like you say, a festival is quite intense and there's lots of stages and it's one or two or three days and everyone goes at the same time. But this is like the whole place has taken over. There's people in the cafes just drinking coffees, chilling out.
We're drinking beers.
And beers sometimes. But it sounds like quite a chilled out kind of thing.
Yeah, and you know that, and it's like a week long, so you really get enough time to like really, you know, soak the city in and enjoy it. But you know, it's pretty dope, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
Now, I'm going to say to you now, it's great to have you on today, and you are within 2 minutes, you're really nice. we kind of chat about the guests after they've been in and what they were like. And I'll tell you, B.O.B., we've had some right divas in here. I'm not going to say who.
I like the terminology you use. I'm going to take that back to the States.
What? Some right divas in here. There was one time, I can't say an artist, but their bodyguard was just outside that door where you're sat there. And I went out to get a cup of tea or maybe some fresh air outside. And they wouldn't let me back into this studio. I was like, hang on a second, I'm on air.
I'm working here.
I'm interviewing the artist that is about to be on the radio.
He's like, stop, he's doing an interview.
I was like, that's me about to talk to them. But you don't seem to have that. I mean, okay, your manager's asleep. But
well, you know, we like to just be in a good harmony with everything we are around. You know,
I like
what I mean?
It. Yeah. And also, you've brought the weather with you today.
That's as I hear, man.
This is freak weather for us. It's 23 degrees.
And you know, it's so crazy because I just left. I came straight from L.A. and it was like raining cold in L.A. and it's never like that. So it must have came here.
Yeah. You bought it.
Cool,
I like that
cool,
a lot.
Cool.
And I mean, obviously, from the films that you see in America or of London, everything is shrouded in fog and we all go around in horses and carriages. But as you can see, it's not like that today.
It's not.
It's not. It's actually
miles
quite nice.
Away.
Yeah, exactly. Now, let's talk about some of the songs you've worked on before. Obviously, you worked with Jessie J on Price Tag.
Yes.
She's a huge star now.
Oh, I mean, amazing.
Yeah. And she's the judge on the new talent show, which we've just got here, called The Voice.
The Voice, yeah.
Which started last week. It was on just last Saturday. And she was great on it.
Oh, yeah, man. Like, you know, I think... You know, it was so interesting when we made that song because, she had to fly from the UK while I was on tour. And, like, we went to the studio while I was in soundcheck. And, like, you know, like, going back and forth and, like, staying up late at night, you know, it was a really tough, challenging thing to just accommodate. But, you know, it came out great, man.
Yeah. Would you like to mentor on a show like that? Have you seen The Voice at all, the American one?
I have seen the American one. And, you know, I feel like... If it fits, you know, if it's the right thing and the right time, you know,
yeah.
I definitely see myself getting into, like, you know, other things other than just the exact same, you know.
Maybe you could do X Factor.
That'd be dope.
That'd be good.
You never know. The Bob Factor. One called the Bob Factor.
The Bob Factor. You do have to sit through it. Like, the voice is good because they're all of a certain standard, but on X Factor, you have to sit through loads of awful auditions. It's like you'll waste days of your life there, Bob.
Do they sit through all of the auditions or just, you know?
I think they have a kind of first round where they kind of sort out who's who. And then they just keep the really good ones and the really bad ones.
But you still they keep the really entertaining ones.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But, like, it's something that I think a lot of people would do. I think they asked Britney Spears to do it in America recently. Obviously, Jennifer Lopez is huge on American Idol doing it now. So I think it's quite a cool thing to do.
I would want to see, like multifaceted type of... Some type of... Not like a talent show, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Something where... It really crosses the line, like have DJs or something. Like,
yeah, well, I think I think Simon Cowell is planning to launch a kind of DJ idol, which would be cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
I'll do that. Everybody's just fist pumping.
Oosh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Just watching someone mix for 2 hours. Entertaining. But I think there's something in it. And I think we had P. Diddy on a while ago, and he was saying that he'd like to do a kind of version of one of those shows, but just for rappers, which would be quite a good idea, I think.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Now, do you know who really wants to do a song with you? And I keep having to put him off, and I'm like, look, I haven't met B.O.B. before, but when I do see him, I will promise that I'll ask the question.
Who might that be?
This is awkward because it's on air. So now you're here, I promise I'll ask. You don't have to say yes or no. I just need to ask you so he stops asking me. David Hasselhoff.
I'll play the fifth.
What was that, sorry?
I plead the fifth.
I'm just asking because he loves your work. And he hasn't had a hit here since Jump in My Car, which was 2005. And that's because of me. I got him to number 3 in the charts. He's never had that success. He needs another Jump in My Car, B.O.B.
I'll work on that. I'll go back to the States and work on that.
That's a no. We can discuss that while we play your new song. How about that?
No, let's do it. Those sunglasses are so good. Still coming.
Is it coming soon? I'd like
I was just talking, like, I when you put on your Louis Vuitton shades, I was wondering.
I can't confirm whether they are. The man in Turkey said they were.
I can't find my Louis Vuitton shades. I had 3 pairs. They're gone.
Really?
Went missing.
Do you sit on them? I do that a lot.
I stopped doing that after the 100th pair of sat on sunglasses.
I bet every time you go to an airport, you buy a new pair.
Man, I slowed down.
Have you?
I slowed down a little bit.
I had to ration myself a little bit because it was getting ridiculous. And then I'd find them. It was like, oh, rubbish. I've got 100 now.
And then most of them would just sit at home in a cabinet somewhere, just sitting there.
Admittedly, Bob, I probably wasn't paying as much for mine as you were for yours. But, you know what I mean? They all used to turn up. I was like, oh, I wonder where they were gone.
Well, you know, I got some specifically for the airport, some specifically for performing in, some,
have you?
You know.
Yeah.
Specifically for interviews.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are your interview shades.
These are my interview shades.
I like it.
Yes.
What ones would you wear in an airport? Slightly rounder?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. See, I like the interview ones because I can't see your eyes at all. So if there's a difficult question, you could just deflect it because I can't see what's happening in your head. I tell you what, though, that song just makes...
This is more about keeping what's in.
Sure, yeah. It's all in there. The song makes me want to go on holiday, go on vacation.
Vacation. I like how I'll say holiday.
Holiday.
Yeah.
Yes. I like it. It wants me to... I want to go on vacation, and it makes me want to cover myself in sun cream, so I smell of vacations. Have you ever done that?
I haven't.
You haven't done that?
I have not covered myself in sunscreen.
I did it yesterday. You have to remember, this weather is not normal for us. Right?
You just went up on the roof, just laid on the roof.
No. No, Bob. I was in my house. I put some Factor 10 sun cream on my face and on my neck so I could smell it for a little bit. And it makes you instantly think that it's summer all year round. Even here in March, which is normally gloomy in the UK.
Oh, man.
You should try it.
Man.
You probably don't need to because you probably go to places that are like holiday places a lot.
Yeah, but you know, man, I don't get to enjoy each place as much as I would like to. You know, I'm always working, man, in and out burger, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your schedule must be quite mad. How long do you spend any more than like a day or 2 days anywhere?
Well, this is like 2 days here. And, you know, I was saying earlier, I've never really had like a proper like tour to like really, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Really see it. And, you know,
what you need to do is get yourself on one of those buses, those sightseeing buses, because you see a lot in 2 hours.
Is that cliche at all?
Not at all. If a pop star went on one of those, it would not be a cliche, because you get to, like, for instance, in London,
I'm gonna do that.
You would get to see Big Ben, you get to see Houses of Parliament, you get to see where the Queen lives, all in a space of 2 hours.
And
the good thing is, you can jump on and off as you like.
And
so if you liked somewhere in particular, let's say Big Ben,
hop off.
It's actually very economical to do.
Seriously?
With someone with as little time as you, yeah. So try that next
time. Gotta
go. Yeah, bye. I'm going on a sightseeing tour. Are you going to play any dates here soon?
I mean,
you are playing Radio 1's Hackney Weekend, which is big
news.
Absolutely.
I'm looking at this. I'm looking at it on the website right here.
Yeah.
Was this intended right here for me?
We were just looking up who was on the same day as you. So cool. You got Rihanna there on the same day. You got Tiny Temper.
Jesse J. Yeah.
Is also on.
Plan B, David Guetta.
It's big, isn't
Labyrinth.
It?
Man, this is craziness.
It's a good lineup. It's the biggest event we've ever done like in the whole history of Radio 1.
B.O.B. is there.
B.O.B. is there.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So it's good.
It's going to be a great weekend.
It's going to be amazing. Six stages. Like I say, biggest thing we've ever
done. Looks festive.
It's going to be good. Do you know Rihanna at all?
I went on tour with her before.
Yeah.
Yeah, we toured, went through Canada. We went through, I actually was supposed to be on the London leg, but I had, my schedule was crazy, basically. I couldn't make it.
Couldn't fit her in. Sorry, Rihanna. I'm on a sightseeing tour of London.
Well, I'm coming back though. Sorry, I gotta catch this bus.
She's coming in tomorrow on this show.
Oh, cool. That's what's up, man.
Yeah, yeah. Anything you want me to say to her? Anything I can pass on? Because I just thought I'd ask. You know. What would you ask Rihanna right now?
I would ask her. We have to do another when she does her next tour on the London leg. She has to bring me out on one of the dates. I want to know if she would bring me out on one of the dates.
Right, we need to write that down, one that doesn't speak. Okay. So when you stay anywhere in the world, where are you off to next after this?
After this, I'm going... Where are we? Where?
Oslo, Norway.
We're going to Oslo, Norway.
Yeah. Where it could be considerably colder.
It's actually way colder. This is the best weather. Y'all have the best weather here. Do y'all hear that? You're lucky. You have the best weather.
This is a freak day, I told you. You must get to stay in some quite fancy hotels while you're here.
Well, you know, I like to keep it swanky.
What you'll notice is, unlike America, we have tea and coffee making facilities in the rooms.
In the room, and not just that, but they are like top notch.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, all the amenities, everything.
Yeah, you get your shortbread, you get your, like, one of the nicest kettles you've probably ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, designer kettle. Like, it's not just, you know, something you throw on. It's, like, designer.
Yeah.
Top notch, man.
In America, they might have a room where you can get some ice. But you, what is that about? You have an ice machine down the hall. Why? But you don't get a kettle, do you?
We don't get a kettle.
You don't?
We don't get a kettle. I mean, at most, we'll get, like, the one where you, like, put the cup under it.
Yeah, yeah. That's not the same.
It's not the same.
Our hotels are way better. So, Oslo. And then, are you going to the rest of Europe? Or are you back to LA?
We're going to Zurich. Switzerland. See, look, I don't even know my own schedule. I got to ask my...
Do you ever have to... Do you ever wake up on the plane and go, where are we now?
I hate it when I'm on the runway for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Thinking I'm like, you know, in my head dreaming, I'm like, man, almost there. And I wake up.
Yeah.
Sir, could you let your seat up? We have to take off.
Oh,
I'm like,
God. Yeah, that thing where you fall asleep and you think, oh, we must be there by now. We've landed. Oh, no, we haven't even taken off.
Terrible feeling.
And then because they make you turn your phone off, don't they? Which I hate.
Yeah. To my knowledge, I've spoken with a pilot. He said that the phones don't actually interfere with the system.
Why do they do it then?
To get your attention.
Really?
Yes. So you look at the safety precautions.
Is it?
It's for safety, I guess, in the grand scheme of things.
I mean, do you ever?
I know flight attendants around are going to be so mad at me for saying this.
Yeah, because I always thought, hang on a second, you've got millions of pounds worth of technology here. Is my little phone going to really bring this plane down?
I mean, it seems like what they have is way more.
Well,
way more, you know, what they have on board to like power all the movies and the.
I mean, I don't want us to crash, but really, is a text message going to do it?
And you know, in the States, they have Wi-Fi on the plane. So.
Do they?
Yeah.
How's that work?
So I know it can't be the signal, the cell phone signal. Or,
yeah. You must spend a lot of time on planes.
I do. I can't wait till they get Wi-Fi on international flights.
Yes. That,
oh, man.
That would be awesome.
Ooh.
And you know when they bring the food... Sorry, I'm asking really weird questions. When they bring the food round, do you put the smiley, wake me for food sign on you?
They have that?
Yeah. There's like a little sticker that says, wake me for food.
They don't have that on Delta. We need to get that on Delta on the flight.
Yeah, really do. Yeah.
Like, that's genius.
Well, some of them you can put like a little sign around your neck saying, wake me for food.
I think you should just be able to put, tuck like a napkin in your shirt and that be the universal sign.
Yes.
Like, period.
I like that.
No matter what, right there.
tell me about your album, please.
Strange Clouds, man. Basically, man, like to say it in one statement, man, like it's the next step past where I was with The Adventures of Bobby Ray. It's everything that you missed and you wanted and more. And, you know, I've just really been very attentive to this album, man, like making sure everything is crafted, perfected, and but still at the same time, you know, I made it from a very comfortable place, you know, and I really felt no pressure. But I'm the type of person where I work well under pressure, so it's not really pressure. It's more like a necessary weight, you know, it's like weightlifting.
Are you an absolute perfectionist? Are you the kind of artist that's still there at 6 a.m. going, no, that drum doesn't sound right?
I'm known to be very picky.
Yeah.
But I think I'm tastefully picky.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, listen, it's really good to see you today.
Definitely, man.
Next time, maybe we'll go on the bus tour.
Likewise. You know, it's funny. I was apprehensive about wearing my shirt with an American flag because I feel like it'd be cliche, but you have one on. I salute you.
Do you know what? I've got 2 T-shirts with American flags on, and it's weird because I've worn them twice this week. And Usher came in last week, and he was like, yeah, American flag T-shirt! So this is an instant kind of way of breaking the ice with American guests.
But
so I'm going to wear this all the time.
And it's crazy because, like, you know, in the States, we'll wear, like, a British flag. Or, like, you know, and it'll be like a design, like a sway, you know what I mean? But I feel like for me to be from America to wear an American T-shirt, it would just be like, okay, yeah, you're from America, so you're...
Yeah. It's a bit like those old ladies in, like, in the north of Miami who wear those sun visors with Florida on. Do you know what I mean?
It's like you are in Florida.
Yeah. You're here. But you... Thanks for letting me know which state I was in.
I love Florida.
Yeah. I like the I love somewhere once particularly. If you wore that would be weird. But I think an American flag is fine. Right. Do you think this will smell too much if I wear this for Rihanna tomorrow?
It should. I mean, the distance I'm at, I can't smell anything.
Okay.
So you're safe.
Yeah. I mean, this is day one. She's going to have to deal with day two tomorrow. It's a hot day.
Well, look, I'll take the blame for it.
Okay, good. I'll say it was your fault.
Cool. Blame it on me.
B.O.B., thank you so much for coming in today. Thank you.
Absolutely. Right, see you Hackney Weekend.
I'll see you there.
All right.
June 23rd, 24th, Radio 1. Hackney Weekend. Thank you. Someone just called me a flaming galah on the text. Thanks for that. That awkward moment when Rihanna comes in and you say, hey, Rihanna, look, I'm wearing an American flag T-shirt. So, I'm from Barbados. Thanks a lot of you pointing that out there. Good news, though. This goes on the hot wash tonight.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.